Pesachim Perek Gimel Mishnah Vav, the classic case of Erev Pesach that comes out on Shabbos. Arba Asar Shachal Lios B'Shabbos. Mevayrin Es Hakol Milifnei HaShabbos Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir holds that if Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, we have to remove anything containing chametz before Shabbos, meaning you destroy it, you do your beer chametz and everything else. You can't do it on Shabbos, you can't burn it or carry it out of the house. And so you'll have to get rid of it before Shabbos so that you're not going to be over the lo sase of having chametz during Pesach. You have to get rid of it on Friday, and that holds true of truma, chulin, anything else, except for what you need for your two required Shabbos meals when you can eat chametz. The chachamim omrim bismanim. The chachamim say you can remove it at the usual time. They disagree that you only have to keep enough chametz for just your bare two meals. You can leave as much chametz as you like for Shabbos on the assumption that there will be enough people to eat that chametz over Shabbos. Obviously, these chachamim weren't considering wives in this equation in terms of what was going to be gotten rid of. I am sure that everyone's wives are much more careful about making sure almost everything is gone except for the one challah roll. Anything that you didn't eat on Shabbos, you can remove, you can destroy, you can get rid of in any way that's mutter on Shabbos. Some people, for example, flush crumbs and such down the toilet. Some people find a different way of throwing it out. Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadok Omer, Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadok says, Truma milifnei haShabbos v'chulin bizmanon. Truma has to be removed before Shabbos. It is not allowed to be eaten, obviously, by a non-kohen. Chulin can be left like a chamim on Shabbos. He says that truma, which is forbidden to non-kohanim and their animals, will probably end up uneaten, and so you'll end up with chametz sh'avar alav ba'pesach once the zman comes. But chulin, which can be easily disposed of by giving it to yourself, your kids, your animals, your pets, so it will definitely be mevayer in time. So he says truma, you should be more careful. Mishnah Zayin. Haholech lishchot es pischo. If you are on Erev Pesach and you're on your way to shecht your korban Pesach, v'lam ules beno, or to give a bris milah for his son, these are all mitzvos that he's on his way to do, v'lechal su'udas erison beveis chamav, or to eat a betrothal feast, a su'udas erison, at the house of his father-in-law, v'nizkar sheyesh lo chametz b'toch peso, and on his way he remembers, oh my goodness, I still have chametz at home, and by the time I finish the mitzvah I'm going to get home too late to do bir chametz. Im yachal lachzor ulevayer, if he has enough time to be able to go back and to do his bir chametz, v'lachzor lemitzvaso, and still perform his mitzvah. So for example, he can delay the shechting of the Karban Pesach or the bris, and he'll still have time a little bit later in the morning or early afternoon to do the mitzvahs. Yachzor v'yavayer, then he should run home and do bir chametz and then do the mitzvah. He's mechuyev to do both. But v'im lav, if there's no way for him to do it, mevatlo belibo, he can at least be mevatel the chametz in his heart, consciously nullify the chametz, and say that everything is ka'afra da'ara, like the dust of the earth. He can't do the physical removal of it from his premises, but that's only d'rabbanan. And because he's got a d'oraisa mitzvah to do, a bris milah, shechting the Karban Pesach, then he can go ahead and do that, and at least he's gotten rid of the chametz mentally, and he'll move it physically later. Lahatzil min agayis, if he is on his way, on the other hand, to save people from non-Jewish soldiers, umin ha-nohar, or they're trapped by a flood, from the river, umin halistim, or from robbers, umin hadaleka, or from a fire, umin hamapoles, or from a collapsed building. So people are trapped in the rubble and the ruins, and he's trying to save people's lives, yivatel belibo. Then he shouldn't take the time to run back home and try to do the physical biur chametz and take a chance that somebody's going to die while he's going back home. He should still, even if there's time to do that, run and save the endangered people and do the bitul belave. That is rather a much better thing to do. Velishbos shavisas horishus, but if he was going to go on a trip to establish an Eruv so that he would be able to walk beyond on Shabbos or on Yontif, so he wanted to make an Eruv Techumen. He wanted to go put his Eruv of his food and his kind of temporary dwelling place somewhere around the 2,000 Amal limit, as we learned in Masechta Eruvin, that he's allowed to go on Shabbos or Yontif. And so he's on his way to make an Eruv, which is a positive thing, but it's not particularly a mitzvah. It's just a convenience thing that he's trying to do. Yachzor Miyad. Then he can't rely on nullifying things only Balev. He has to run home and dispose of the chametz, and so he has to do his chametz issue first, then worry about his Erev Tchumen so that he can work further. walk further. On the other hand, if the reason he wanted to make his Eruv Tchumen was so that he could, for example, go do Nichum Avelim or something on Yontif, or to attend the Seudas Mitzvah, then he can do the Bittul Balev. So the general principle is, if he's going for a mitzvah purpose, then Bittul Balev is sufficient if that's your only option. If he is going for a matter of personal concern, then he can't do Bittul Balev. He's got to do the physical Biur Chametz that he's supposed to do in the first place.